It's great to have your company for the full Victorian preview today of the meeting at Sportsbet Pakenham on the synthetic. And what a way to kick off the new format with the form from 11 o'clock with the best in the business, Dean Lester, who everyone in RSN land is cheering and thanking after providing Exelidia as the Rammer Ruffy to bet $15 on Friday. Dino, well done again.
Thank you, Michael. Morning to you. No, it was a good result, and hopefully we can find something, well, relatively similar today, hopefully.
What do you make of the meeting today on the Pakenham Synthetic? It's raced really well throughout the synthetic season.
Oh, it's a really good track, Michael. There's no doubt about that. It's well designed. It's a really good surface, and it plays very fairly. So there's some nice horses going around. First six races are maidens, but there's some maidens here that might elevate themselves in the next few weeks. So, no, it's a meeting we should take good notice of, and yeah, you know, a nice dry track for them to run on.
And just for those who don't bet all that regularly on the Pakenham Synthetic, you can make ground, you can be up on speed. Do you think it'll race like that today?
You'd think so. I see that on the Racing Australia site today, we have a new reading for the synthetic, a Clegghammer.
A Clegghammer?
The Clegghammer is 7.3, so I have no idea what that means, but we've at least now got a reading for the synthetic, so we'll be able to monitor that over the journey. But I think in general, because of the long straight, they run on, but if the leaders are good enough, as you say, they can certainly kick on.
I wonder if Nikki Burke knows what a Clegghammer is and what the rating is, because she's got the favourite in the first race, so that is Steel Fox. How are you, Nikki?
Yes, good, thank you, Michael.
You familiar with the Clegghammer rating?
No idea at all, no.
Well, hopefully it doesn't really matter, because Steel Fox may well be too good for them. Only lightly raced this five-year-old mare. We've only seen her on four occasions, but she's obviously got a lot of ability last start, having to go back and making good ground. How's she going?
Yeah, no, she's trained on well. She's very honest, and she looks great. She's going well. She likes this surface, and she's drawn a good gate today, so she sort of should have every chance.
Will she sit closer because of that good gate?
I think so. I think, you know, like, she jumped well the other day and he sort of had no option but to go back from the gate. And, you know, she worked home really well. She didn't get beat that far. And, yeah, you know, I don't think she has to be that far out of her ground at all. She'll naturally be closer, I would think, today, for sure.
You're fairly confident?
Oh, well, I mean, it's no good thing, but she's honest and she's trained on well and she's going well. So she's drawn a good gate, got a good jockey. So she ticks a lot of boxes for me, but there's no such thing as, you know, being extra confident or, you know, little maidener that's going around.
Well, she's honest. We know that. Best of luck today, Nikki.
Thank you very much.
Maybe the hardest to beat in race number one will be Think I'm Famous, trained by Nigel Blackiston, who joins us this morning. Morning, Nige.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How you going?
Very well indeed. Well, your horses will all be adept with the synthetic coming from Ballarat, but it is a different type of synthetic at Pakenham. Does that make any difference to the horses?
They certainly race better here, I have to say. It seems a much more fairer track. There's less kickback, and every horse has its chance.
All right. I Think I'm Famous gets its chance today as well. This is the daughter of So You Think. 2,000 metres last start. What are you making of today's race?
That's a nice starting point for her. She's typical of the family. You know, she relates to Let's Make a Deal, Outback Joe, all those good stayers I've had in the past. She will progress nicely from today, going out in more distance later on. But she's trialled up well, and I think she'll run a nice race today.
Well, she ran well on debut over 1,600, so you're confident she's got the speed and the legs to win over 14?
She's come back a little sharper. Obviously, she's still growing and maturing. She's certainly a bit more bigger and stronger than she was last preparation. And so the way she trialled last couple of 10 days ago at Ballarat, I think she ran a nice race.
Well, she's second favourite in race number one. You've got a couple of other runners at bigger odds. Yale's Delight in race three and Zavvy Boy in race six. Any hopes?
Yale's Delight, she just needs to learn to relax. So we keep her to a short trip. She's by Tavistock. And she'll be able to stretch out over more ground. But she's still a bit aggressive, so we're just going to try and ride a bit quiet, teach her to relax a bit and work home, and then we're going to try and get her out to a more suitable trip. And the other fella, Xavier Boy, he ran well first up. Again, he's in Adelaide, he will eventually get over a nice sustained trip, but he's just a nice start and a second run for him, a nice starting point to just keep building and get some miles in his legs.
Good luck today, Nige.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers.
Let's have a chat to one more trainer because Clinton McDonald's got the favourite in race number two, Brazen Delight. How are you, Clinton?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael. How are you today?
Very well indeed. Brazen Delight's been around the mark. Is this the day?
Yeah, we hope so. She ran well the other day at Pakenham. Just got beat, probably bumped with her head. We thought she'd won it for $33. But anyway, got to be, and she's in good order. And blinkers go on today, and she gets a chance to break through.
Did you have something on at the $33?
We did have something on her at the $33, Michael, but... today, I think she's, what is she, 290 today. She's probably a little bit short today, but yeah, we're hoping that she can put the best foot forward and get the job done.
Drawn a good gate again. You expect her just to get a lovely run off the speed?
Yeah, I think the horse at Gavin Benchgood will probably lead. He's quite a quick horse, so probably she's in a good zone and in a good breathing pattern. Ben will work it out and give her every chance.
How's Star Patrol going?
He's good. He's in the paddock. We turned him out after his last run. We just didn't think we had enough fuel in the tank to get through the spring. He'd been in since December last year up in Sydney. So we had to bite the bullet somewhere, and we thought, well, let's give him the spring and set him up for the autumn. So he'll have a good break and then come back and we'll get him ready for the new market. And we think he could get into that race on a lightweight and be a chance.
Good luck today, Clinton.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Clinton McDonald joining us there. Let's get stuck into the preview of Pakenham with Dean Lester. And the first race kicks off at midday. It is over 1,400 metres. And in this race, the scratching is number six. And we heard from Nicky Burke, who's got the favourite here, Steel Fox at $3.10, and Nigel Blackiston, who's got, according to the market, the main danger, Think I'm Famous at $4. Simply Extravagant is also in the market at $4, and Queen of the Fire at $5. So there's a few given a chance in this race, Dean.
Yeah, there are, Michael, but I like the two that we've just had interviews for in Steel Fox and Think I'm Famous. Slight leaning to Steel Fox because she's got race fitness on her side. Her run last start was good. Probably just peaked on her run late, but I think that was a pretty good maiden. So I'm going with her to beat Think I'm Famous. As Nigel pointed out, she has come back a bit sharper looking at her jump outs in recent weeks, and I think she'll run well first up. The other two in the betting, Queen of Fires first up, gets a cheap run. The Stokes horses on this track always have to be regarded. And 11, Simply Extravagant, next best. 7, 8, 10 and 11.
7, 8, 10 and 11 in the first four. Dean, race number two at Pakenham. This is over 1,200 metres. In this race, we can take out 2 and 10. Brazen Delight, Clint McDonald, we just heard, should get a good run. Every Hope, $2.90 favourite. Just got beaten last start on a winning day at $4. Largo's Daughters at $4.60. Tom Rocks at $4.80. So, again, there are four well and truly in the market here, Dean.
There are, Michael. I've tipped Brazen Delight. She just got to run a strong 1,200 metres, but the performance last start was good. She got Ben Mellum, hopefully, to nurse her home. I think there's one of good odds to consider here, and that's Hey Nico. Hey Nico's going quite well. Two runs on the synthetic here have been solid, and then last start was in the worst ground at Swan Hill. Now, the format of that maiden's been terrific. With the claim here, I think it's the one a little bit over the odds. It has shortened this morning, but still over the odds. 9, and that is on a winning day. Two recent jump outs have been just okay, but the fact that Damien Lane, who looked to trial on a winning day at Flemington recently, comes down to ride, is maybe a good lead. And 8, Largo's Daughter, next best, who's going well. It's got the form through the Brazen Delight race. Will be strong late. 7, 3, 9 and 8.
7, 3, 9 and 8 in the second. Race number 3, this is over 1,200 metres. And as we heard a little earlier, there's a few nice horses in this race that have been well supported. Master of Illusion is the favourite and well-backed favourite from the Hayes stable. This debutante's into now, $2.70. Run Sir is at $3.60. Captain Coup is at $6. Finn Golfin's at $8. And then you're out the double figure odds. So a couple of debutantes head the market here, Dean. What have they shown you at the jump outs?
Yeah, they've shown enough to be very prominent here, Michael. And I think ultimately they might fight it out, numbers 4 and 5. And I'm with Master of Illusion. I think his jump outs have been good. He's been very well educated by the Hayes stable and looks to go well. But so does Run Sir. Nothing wrong with the way he goes. They've drawn side by side in the run. They'll probably settle side by side, and I think they'll fight it out. Next best, number six, Kapanku, who resumes from a spell, awkward draw, has trialled up quite well on the home track again. And I've got the one of the outsiders of the field here in Dad's Son, who was specked at odds a couple of weeks ago here at Pakenham, was late scratching when it played up in the tie-up stalls. He has trialled okay on this track, and this race has got a long tail, so I'm pretty confident either 4 or 5 will win, maybe a bit of value number 2 for the multiples, but 4, 5, 6 and 2.
4, 5, 6 and 2 in race number 3. Race number 4, Vivica is the favourite here at $3.20. It's got the Golden Mile form that Trav Noonan told us about. Native Tongues at $4.80. Silver Ups at $5.50. They're the top three in the market. Number 12 is the Scratching Dean.
He's trialled pretty well too, Bavisier. He will need every bit of the 1,200 metres, but I think he's a nice horse. He ran well on debut last preparation, as you mentioned. He ran in behind Tijuana, and it was a good run in the Anzac Day Stakes, beating about 4 lengths. That was 1,400, but I think he's trialled well enough to run well here. Just hoping he can hold his spot early, and then he'll be strong late, and I'm going with him. To beat number 6, Silver Up. Silver Up's having his second start for his third trainer. He started with Lindsay Smith, had a couple of trials for the Freedmans, never raced, and now with Graham Begg. He's going okay at the trials. 2 Cuban Affair was an even run on debut, will be fitter. And Native Tongue, who looks to have trialled up well and on this track, making its debut here for the URL stable. It's quite a good maiden, but I think Bavisi is the one to beat. 1, 6, 2 and 3.
1, 6, 2 and 3, and that's right, it was a Tijuana form. I'm getting excited about the next race, which has the Golden Mile form. We are looking at the meeting at Sportsbet Pakenham on the synthetic with Dean Lester. We're up to race number 5, which is a maiden over 1,200 metres. In this race, we can scratch 6 and 10. And Dillinger is the favourite from the McAvoy stable, first up at $3.60. Posola is at $6. Star Tide is also at $6. They're the top three in the market. Dino?
Michael, I'm going to go with number 3 here, Dillinger. This is the horse you mentioned with the Golden Mile form, and it was a terrific maiden that day. Ran quite well. Recent jump outs have been pretty good, and I think good chance for the McAvoy to win both divisions of this maiden. I'm with him to beat 7 Pasala, who's had 4 jump outs, 2 most recent. Looks to be going along quite well for Peter Moody, Luke Noland to ride. 11 Luna Diva. Was well held in a recent jump out at Flemington, but it was the fastest heat of the morning, and she didn't have her blinkers on there. Where's blinkers race day? I think could run well fresh. And 12 Star Tide for the Phillip Stokes Yard, resuming off 2 recent jump outs. But yeah, most of these first up or first starters, so it's a bit of a challenge, but I'll put them in 3, 7, 11 and 12.
3, 7, 11 and 12. It's a big 10 race program today at Pakenham. We're up to race number 6, which is over the mile. The scratchings in this race are a 3, 4 and 14. The favourite here is Russian Dancer from the Stokes stable at $2.70. Pamukkale's at $3.10. And a Fieldy Boy is at $5. And Naval Aviator's at $6.50. Who do you like here, Dean?
I don't think there's a lot between Aberfeldy Boy, Pamukkale and Russian Dancer, as the market would suggest. I'm going to go with Aberfeldy Boy, who I thought ran well on debut, hit the line well, had to duck and weave through traffic to get there and ran well, finished just behind Pamukkale. But as I said, I don't think there's a lot between them. Maybe he's open to more improvement. Pamukkale for second, who's had the 2 runs, ran well last time out. 9 Russian Dancer was a better run last start and certainly looks a good winning chance. And the other one I'm putting in is one at really big odds here in Tradeworks. On debut, just worked through the line okay at Ballarat. Put away, has had a couple of jump outs. Resumes here, might be another one, as I said, for the trifectas and first fours at big odds. 5, 8, 9, 10.
5, 8, 9, and 10. Tradeworks, $50. Be nice if it could run a place in race number 6. Quick break. We'll be back with the Quaddy Legs at Pakenham.
On RSN 927's Racing Polls, the Victorian Form Preview.
This is the Victorian Form Preview, which will be heard in depth each day at 11 o'clock. And the new program kicking off at 11:30 today. The boys are in the wings. It is Sean Cosgrove and Matt Nevitt for the Big V. But we're up to the first leg of the quaddie with Dean Lester. And in this race, the scratchings here are 3, 5, 9 and 10. And Stay In Your Lane is the favourite here at $2. Even money. It's been a firmer in the market. Dream Hours at $3.60. Station 1. Is at $4.20, and then you're out to $9 plus the remainder. Do we need just a few in this first leg, Dean?
Michael, I think probably I'm going to take four. Stay In Your Lane's the one to beat. There's his performance last start, obviously, was good, and he's improving with racing, and I think he's well placed. Station 1 gets up on the pace here, I would imagine, first up, and always had a bit of talent, this horse, and this is a very suitable race for him, fresh to run well in, as I said, making his own luck. Number 4, Dream Hour, didn't do a bad job to win last start, was scratched from Saturday for this, and 8, got a pulse, who I think all three runs this time in have been at least encouraging, and gets Damien Thornton here. 2, 1, 4, and 8.
2, 1, 4, and 8 in the first leg of the quaddie. The second leg's over 1,400 metres. In this race, the scratchings are 1, 14, 15, and 16. Tuppence Halfpenny's the favourite here at 3.80. Aston Villa at $4.40. $5 a Canter, and then you're at the Magic Drum at $6.50, Dean.
I'm going to go with number 6 here, Zancarta. First run for the Ken and Casey Keys stable. Looks to be trialling quite well. And I just think 1,400 first up really suits this gelding. And I think he's got a very good chance first up to beat 5 Tuppence Halfpenny, who made sharp improvement to win that second start. We'll get a good look at that form earlier in the day with Pamukkale and Aberfeldy Boy. So we get to see how that form shaping by this stage of the day, but I suspect that it'll be okay and he can run well. Number 4, and that is Submerge. Suspect he'll get back, but he'll be strong late, and he actually ran some of the best sectionals, well, he ran the best sectionals of the race first up, and this is a suitable option. And one coming off a really long spell is Stella De La Realm, but she has got a bit of ability. 1,400 suits, had a few jump outs of late, and gets Jamie Mott here, which is a plus. I think it's a pretty open race, probably the most open leg of the quaddie, Michael. 6, 5, 4, and 12.
6, 5, 4, and 12 in race number 8. That brings us to race number 9, and here we've got a pretty firm favourite, Draft Day, from the Causton's camp. This is over 1,200 metres. Scratchings in this race are 8 and 10, and Draft Day is a $2.20 favourite. Next in the market is Horace, number 3 at $5, and Reed is out to $6.50. So back in distance, and the money's come for Draft Day, Dean.
Yeah, he's 2 from 2 at the distance, Michael, and he has won on this Pakenham Synthetic with a big weight in 62 kilos, 2 starts back. And even his last run, that was a really high-pressure race won by the Big Heist, and I'm sure that's good form. So back to 1,200, he's well-placed. The one that interests me a little bit here is Crystal Vane, a first run for the Liam Howley stable, formerly with Matthew Ellerton. Didn't fire his only run on the wet track over winter, but has got some reasonable form last time in. 3 lengths behind Squid Game at Flemington, and behind Capo Strada, only beaten 2 lengths at Sandown. So I think recent trial at or jump out at Donald was quite good. I think he's the main danger. 1, Albion Square. First run for the Griffiths de Kock Yard, an import that creates a bit of interest, and it looks to have trialled okay. And number 3, Horace, who's probably better known over further in New Zealand, but has trialled up really nicely in recent weeks and has won at this trip fresh in the past. 2, 7, 1, and 3.
2, 7, 1, and 3, which is Draft Day on top. Now, race number 10. Is the last of 10, and it jumps at 5.20. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,100 metres. Just looking at the scratchings here, it's 8, 10, 13, and 16. Frizen is the favourite for Simon Zara in the last race at $4. Imps, $4.20. Ruby Mockingbird, $6.50. And then Catalina Black Cat at $7.50. So it looks an open way to finish the quaddie, Dean.
It does, Michael. I'm going for a bit of value here in number 11, Nasdana, who's recent form's been on wet ground, but she does have some good dry track form, and I just think she lands in the absolute spot. And when you're looking at an evenly graded race like this is, you want to try and envisage the horse that's going to get the best run. And I'm hoping it's number 11, Nazdana, to beat 6, CJ, who's another one at really big odds. Just hit the line really well. It's past two runs, and I'm surprised he's such big odds here. 1, Licorice Prince. The little query is the end of 1,100 metres. He's a funny horse because he gets back and he charges home over 1,000, but his form in 1,100 is not quite as good. But he's racing very well, and he races well on this track, and he races well for Luke Nolan. And Frizon's certainly got a chance to claim for Hannah LeBlanc helps, and he's a consistent sort of horse in this grade. 11, 6, 1 and 2.
11, 6, 1 and 2 in the last. So what's the best way to play today, Dino?
The best bet, Michael, I'm going to go race 4, number 1 in Bavicia. The best value is the last race, 10, number 11, and that is Nazdana. For the quaddie, the first leg numbers 2, 1, 4 and 8. Second leg 6, 5, 4, 12 and 7. Third leg numbers 2 and 7 and come home on 11, 6, 1, 2 and 5. And the play of the day, I would be playing the first race, trifectas, win 7 and 8, second 7 and 8, field for third, and then just reverse that, win 7 and 8, field for second, 7 and 8 for third.
Love it, Dino. I bet you're looking forward to the big V. We've got Shawnee Cosgrove teaming up with Matty Nevitt. It's an unusual pairing, some may say, which could produce who knows what gold coming up.
Well, I think the working titles are either the big V or the odd couple, so we'll see how we go. I'm really looking forward to it. Should be a great show.
Absolutely. Good on you, Dino. Great to have your thoughts on this Monday. Good punting today. Dean Lester with all of his selections. For the Packet of Meeting today, they'll be up on the website, rsn.net.au. They'll be put out on social media as well. Looking forward to tomorrow. I'm going to catch up with a couple of legends of the game. One is a definite legend, and that is Johnny Russell, who turned 92 at the end of last week. The voice of racing for so long will tell a few tales, and then